All right, this is the Living Truth Radio broadcast for Thursday.
From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this week, we are looking at God's plan for Israel. There are many people who are believers and go to good, solid, Bible-believing churches who do not understand God's plan for Israel. And on Tuesday, we took some time to look at some clear objectives that God has for Israel. And then yesterday, we looked at the promise of a nation of Israel that would come out of Abraham's loins, as it were. Today, we're going to look at the promise of a land for Israel. And I would encourage you, by the way, to request the notes and the outlines of this study, because it's impossible for you to be able to comprehend everything as I give it to you over the radio. As a matter of fact, this entire series is only basically the tip of the iceberg, as it were, concerning God's plan for Israel. And my desire as we go through this study this week is that our study will encourage you to dig more into the Word of God concerning what it says about Israel, so that you understand more about God's work in Israel in the past, as well as in the present, and then, of course, in the future. But today, let us look at the promise of a land for Israel. Now, all of this, by the way, is based upon what God said to Abram in Genesis chapter 12. And I want to read that again. Even though we looked at it yesterday, I want to read the first three verses of Genesis 12 just to lay the foundation of the study today, where we see that the Lord was speaking to Abram, and he said, and the Word of God says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land." A land, you see that there? Mark that in your Bible. "Unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." And that last phrase is basically a prophetic utterance concerning the coming of the Messiah. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, came into the world as a Jew. We understand that. And through him, all the families of the earth are blessed, in the sense that whosoever, Jew, Gentile, bond, or free, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. And so when it's talking about a blessing to all the families of the earth, that ultimates in Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the whole world. But the point of emphasis for today is found in that phrase, "unto a land that I will show thee." Now, this is speaking of Israel's physical heritage. And as we study the Word of God over and over again, we find that the boundaries of the nation of Israel are outlined very, very clearly. And I think it's important for us to understand that. So allow me, if I may, just to show you a couple of passages of Scripture where Israel's physical heritage is laid out by God in His Word. For instance, turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15, where we find the Abrahamic covenant that I spoke to you about yesterday, is reiterated, and we find these words, Genesis chapter 15 and verse 18, where it says, "In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land. from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, the Kenzanites, and the Kedmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Raphaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Now you say, what in the world is the Bible talking about there? Where are all of those ites, as it were? What all does that incorporate as it relates to the land that God was promising to Israel through Abram? Well, it's important to ask that question, and I know that you might not understand where all of those ites are located. So for a clarification of that, turn with me to the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua. And keep in mind that as we come into the book of Joshua, Moses had died. He had led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and through the wilderness, and they came up to the Jordan River. And of course, we know that because of Moses' sin, he was not allowed to enter into the promised land. And so God was now establishing Joshua as the leader, as the one who would take Israel across the Jordan River and into the promised land. Notice beginning with verse 1 of Joshua chapter 1. It says this, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast." Now, that's Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and outlines for us, in a more understandable way, the boundaries of Israel. And by the way, there will come a time when they will be in all of that land. They have never completely, fully occupied that land. I think I mentioned to you yesterday that the greatest occupation that they've ever had was during the time of Solomon. And even today, they are not occupying even all of the land that they occupied during the time of Solomon. That land will be fully occupied in the millennium, however. There will come a time when all of the land that was promised to Israel through Abram, through Moses, and through Joshua will be the land in which Israel will occupy. And of course, like I said, that will be in the millennium. And we see that in the book of Amos chapter 9. Amos chapter 9, and let me read with you verses 13 through 15, where it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of the grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build their waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God." Now that was the prophecy that was given to Israel through Amos in about 797 B.C. And what we see there is the fact that God was giving the full kingdom blessing of restored Israel that is yet to come. In other words, when they eventually occupy all of that land, they will no longer be out of it again. And from about 500 B.C. until 1948, they were out of that land. But in 1948, they began to come back into to that land, and eventually that's where they will remain, even the Gaza Strip that we know that down for the years has ultimately been a point of contention, even as it is as we speak today. But you say, Pastor Gary, you're talking about that land. What are the borders of that land? Well, that land basically covers what we would refer to as the Fertile Crescent. And it goes basically from the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates River, from the river of Egypt or the land of Egypt up to about the country of Turkey. That whole area that is referred to as the Fertile Crescent will be the land that ultimately Israel will occupy. Again, from the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates River, from Egypt and the river of Egypt and the Red Sea on up toward Turkey in the north. They have not yet fully occupied that land, but they will fully occupy that land in the millennium. God has established that as a fact. And any time that any groups like Hamas or Hezbollah or any other group, the Arab Brotherhood, whatever group you might want to name, tries to come in and take Israel away from the land, they're not just fighting Israel. They are fighting God. They are fighting God. And that's why it's important that you and I as Christians, as well as the United States of America, that's why we must do all that we can to stand for Israel as it relates to the occupation of that land. That land was given to Israel. That land is God's plan for Israel. And ultimately, they will occupy that entire area that God has promised them. In the meantime, you and I need to pray that they will be protected in that land and that anyone who tries to take that land from them, indeed, will be judged by God. Well, I trust this has been a help to you. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will look at the promise of a king for Israel. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio or by whatever device upon which you listen. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.